Join. I mean, announce himself.
Hare Krishna Mataji, this is Shunanda Devidashi. I'm from New Orleans. Hare Krishna Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna Mataji, then the pranam. All your Srila Prabhupada, all your Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Mataji, for joining. Hare Krishna. Okay. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by her grace, Savitri Devi Mataji. The topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, chapter number 3, text number 49 onwards. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji, are you present on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here. 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 Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for joining us.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, your voice is breaking. Can you please offer your...
My Bible.
Your voice was breaking, Mataji.
Okay, Mataji,
can you stop your video? I mean, anyway, we can see also. If you can stop that video, maybe your internet will be improved. Okay, Mataji.
Dandavat
Pranam, Mataji. Still not able to hear you, Mataji.
I mean, internet is connected, everything is connected. So let me finish the Mangala Charanam.
Okay. Yeah, yes, Mataji. Yes.
Mangala Charanam. Okay. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shakshina Svaishe Nama Pitanya Manasam. Bhagavati Maya Are you hearing me?
Mataji, Bhagavati Dandavat Pranam, not able to hear you, Mataji.
Then Monday it happened. Always the other time. But time is the
is Monday. I don't know why I'm
Are you hearing now?
Yes, but very low.
Hello. Let me increase the, how to increase the sound. Arivo.
Mataji, we can hear you.
Maybe,
yes, Mataji, please continue.
Okay. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antalila and text number 49, chapter 3.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. No, we can
yes.
hear nicely, but if you off your video, even nicely we can hear, Mataji, because your internet is very low. If you put on your video, it will make you, your voice will break. So please off your video. I will share your poster so that you can do the class. It will be very nice. It won't break, Mataji.
Okay, now you can, now
yes,
it is
now
okay?
Yes, Mataji.
All right, thank you. No problem at all. Okay. So I'm reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila, chapter 3, text number 49. একদিনও প্রভু হরিদাসের মিলিলা তাহা লইয়া গোষ্ঠী করি তাহারে পুছিলা ট্রান্সলেশন ওয়ান ডে শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু মেট হরিদাস ঠাকুর অ্যাজ ইউজুয়াল অ্যান্ড ইন দ্য কোর্স অফ ডিসকশন হি ইনকোয়ার্ড অ্যাজ ফলোস সো উই আর নাও ইন এ নিউ সেকশন অফ দিস চ্যাপ্টার নাও উই আর গোয়িং টু হিয়ার wonderful qualities of Sri Namacharya Thakur. He is our Namacharya, means he is the Acharya about how to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and how to serve the holy name. So Mahaprabhu met Haridas Thakur and asked some questions, inquired as follows. Very interesting. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked about the holy name. And this is connected with our life, that we are all doing Naam Bhajan. So chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna in the form of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is our life and soul. So we are very attentive to hear what Mahaprabhu is asking to Haridas Thakur and what Haridas Thakur is answering. Okay, so next verse 50. Haridasho Kalikale Jabono Apar Go Brahmani Hinsa Kare Mahadurachar. Translation. My dear Haridas Thakur, in this age of Kali, most people are bereft of Vedic culture and therefore they are called Yavanas. They are concerned only the killing of cows and Brahminical culture. In this way, they all engage in sinful acts. Purport. From this statement by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can clearly understand that the word Yavana does not refer only to a particular class of men. Anyone who is against the behavior of the Vedic principles is called a Yavana. Such a Yavana may be in India or outside of India. As described here, the symptom of Yavanas is that they are violent killers of cows and Brahminical culture. We offer our prayers to the Lord by saying, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayacha. The Lord is the maintainer of Brahminical culture. His first concern is to see the benefit of cows and Brahmanas. As soon as human civilization turns against Brahminical culture and allows unrestricted killing of cows, we should understand that men are no longer under the control of the Vedic culture, but are all Yavanas and Mlechas. It is said that the Krishna consciousness movement will be prominent within the next 10,000 years. But after that, people will all become Mlechas and Yavanas. Thus, at the end of the Yuga, Krishna will appear as the Kalki avatar and kill them without consideration. Very important topic in relation to the chanting of the holy name. So Mahaprabhu, because he is the Supreme Lord, is very concerned for everyone. We all fallen souls, and within this world, although we are all fallen souls, some are known as Yavanas and Mlechas. Why? Because they don't accept the Vedic culture. Vedic culture was based on two things mainly: service to the cows, protections of the cows, and the service to the Brahmanas, protection of the Brahmanas. Brahmanas are the natural spiritual master of the society. They enlighten the people about the transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And Vedic culture was designed in such a way so each and everyone can get the opportunity to be trained up with the science of self-realization. And at the end of life, they will be able to go back to the spiritual world. Because this is the stage. Human life is the junction or stage. Either we can go to the spiritual world or we can stay here or degrade ourselves. The highest benefit derived by being as a human being, that we can be transferred to the spiritual world. This is not just very ordinary thing. This is extraordinary, inconceivably important benefit only human can achieve. And the process is also very wonderful, transcendental process, chanting of holy name, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One will be able to go back to the spiritual world. Just understand this point and dedicate the life for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the be all and all. This is the summum bonum process. All in all. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is our life. Means there's no difference or gap. There should not be any difference between life and the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This wonderful gift we should not just let go by. I don't care. I know I can be transferred to the spiritual world, but I'm busy with other things, which will not enable me to go back to the spiritual world. I'm busy with those things. And let me stay busy. That's the point. But Mahaprabhu is very concerned about everyone, especially those who are not accepting the Vedic culture, Brahmanical culture. Brahmanical culture means Vedic cultures, Varnashram system. Everybody should be enlightened about the self-realization. So it is known as Brahmanical culture. For Varna, for Ashram, they have the only one goal. What is that? To become self-realized person. That is known as Brahmanical culture. Brahma janati iti brahmana. Who knows the absolute truth? He is a brahmana. Who knows what is Atma, what is Supreme Lord, and our relation and
Mataji, Sarithi, your voice is breaking, Mataji.
I know what I tomorrow is, you know, we have to change table tonight. Weather is bad, the weather is bad. Can you hear me now? Go.
Mataji is breaking, Mataji. We cannot hear properly. Before it was breaking.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram Ram. Are you hearing me?
No, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Hare.
Yeah, I could not hear you, Mataji.
speaking of.
Hare Krishna.
Should I turn off my Chromebook? I don't know.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yes, yes, Madhuri. Now it's better.
Oh. I was thinking, you know, actually, I don't know. I gave Saturday was a Zoom class. Last week was a Zoom class. Every time it is okay. Monday is bad, unluckily.
Mataji, today is holiday, so maybe everybody is using too much internet. That's why it's difficult today, Mata. Otherwise, we can attend very easily.
Oh, weather is bad.
Well,
now we can hear you, Mataji. Please continue.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. So, Brahmanical culture. Brahmanical culture means everyone in Vedic time, everyone was enlightened. Means the system was like that. And on the basis of cow protection, the civilization was established. Cow gives us so much benefits, especially the reason is Krishna loves cows. And in the body of cow, the demigods also live there. When we serve cow, we get the blessings of all demigods. And by drinking the milk, we can understand the spiritual science very easily. So Mahaprabhu also was concerned that who are not following Vedic culture, how can they be liberated? What would be their next destination? Because they are always engaged in sinful act, eating cow's flesh and not following Vedic culture is sinful. Even in India, people are not following Vedic culture. Vedic culture was the spiritual culture. Although in this material world, but Krishna brought his culture when he was in Vrindavan. When he appeared in Vrindavan, he brought his culture from the Golok Dham. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand that spiritual culture of the Golok Dham. They take care of the cows. So cow protection is the Golok Dham's culture. And also we are also understanding from Srimad Bhagavatam, taking care of brahmanas and spiritually elevated persons, also this culture of the spiritual world, and about the dress also. In Vrindavan, everyone, including Krishna, the men, men's and boys, they wear dhotis. And girls and the women, they all wear gopi dress or sari. The women used to wear jewelry and flower in the head. You know, the cooking culture, the dress wearing culture, the speaking culture, everything was brought by Krishna from Golok Dham, spiritual world, the spiritual culture, when Krishna appeared in this material world. That is Vedic culture. That is known as Vedic culture. Everything. How does one speak? How does one sit? Wear clothes? Eating? The etiquettes of eating or whatever. Behavior, character, everything. From Srimad Bhagavatam we understand about the spiritual culture of the Golok Dham. That culture was known as Vedic culture. It is not Indian culture, Vedic time. Now Indians are also not following Vedic culture. So Mahaprabhu said that, and Srila Prabhupada says also the same thing. But he is Mahaprabhu, he is the well-wisher of everyone. So he is asking to Srila Haridas Thakur how everyone, including the mlechas and yavanas, can be liberated from sinful life. Sinful life means going through repeated birth and death endlessly. That is the meaning of sinful life. Sinful life. By abandoning the Vedic culture, we are doing sinful acts. Both things, protection of the brahmanas and protections of the cows. So 51, Iha shabaro kon mote hoibe nistaro taharo hetu na dekhiye ei dukkho aparo. Translation, how will these yavanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way. Purport. This verse reveals the significance of Lord Sri Chaitanya's appearance as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of all the fallen souls. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, Patita Pavana Hetu Tabo Abhutar. O my Lord, you have appeared just to deliver all the fallen souls. Moshamu Patita Prabhu Na Paiveyar. And among all the fallen souls, I am the lowest. How Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking about the deliverance of the fallen souls is shown by the statement, E dukkho aparo. It is my great unhappiness. This statement indicates that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna himself, is always very unhappy to see the fallen souls in the material world. Therefore, he himself comes as he is, or he comes as a devotee in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to deliver love of Krishna directly to the fallen souls. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he not only gives knowledge to Krishna, but by his practical activities teaches everyone how to love Krishna. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Those who are following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should take the Lord's mission most seriously. In the age of Kali, people are gradually becoming less than animals. Nevertheless, although they are eating the flesh of cows and are envious of Brahminical culture, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considering how to deliver them from this horrible condition of life. Thus he asks all Indians to take up his mission. Bharat Bhumite Hoilo Manushya Janmajar Janma Sarthak Kuri Karo Paropokar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharat Varsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. It is therefore the duty of every advanced and cultured Indian to take this cause very seriously. All Indians should help the Krishna consciousness movement in its progress to the best of their ability. Then they will be considered real followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unfortunately, even some so-called Vaishnavas enviously refuse to cooperate with the movement, but instead condemn it in so many ways. We are very sorry to say that these people try to find fault with us, being unnecessarily envious of our activities. Although we are trying to the best of our ability to introduce the Krishna consciousness movement directly into the countries of the Yavanas and Mlechas. Such Yavanas and Mlechas are coming to us and becoming purified Vaishnavas who follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who identifies himself as the follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should feel like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who said, Iha shabaro kon mate hoibe nistar. How will all these Yavanas be delivered? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always anxious to deliver the fallen souls because their fallen condition gave him great unhappiness. That is the platform of which one can propagate the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's the fact that Mahaprabhu specially was thinking about those mlechas and yavanas. And gradually everyone, almost everyone is becoming like mlechas and yavanas. Very indifferent for, you know, we are very much indifferent to the cow killing, not actively thinking how to prevent it or help them who are in the front line for cow protection like that. And to preserve the Brahminical culture means preserve the this spiritual science of self-realization in the form of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and again Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Preserve and also cultivate in our own lives. Unless we do that, we would not be free from bondage of material existence. As we are learning about the potency of chanting of the holy name in this section of the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur, we have to also follow in his footsteps. When one crosses age 50, you know, becomes 50 years old, immediately you must take up chanting process and reading scriptures very seriously. Life should be molded in such a way that one can chant more and more, more and more, and read more and more, more and more. Two prime duties are there. Because in olden times, 50 years old would go to the forest to dedicate themselves, you know, fully in the spiritual practice, to become fully self-realized soul. Because with the self-realization and knowledge and bhakti, we can go back to the spiritual world. So nowadays it is not possible to leave home and go to the forest. But you live in such a way that you can dedicate your time more and more in chanting the rounds or chanting holy name. Not just finishing at 16. I've done 16 rounds for my day. No. It should be 64. Goal should be 64. Do as much as possible. And not only that, in this chapter we are going to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, even if you are eating, while sleeping, while going anywhere, walking, while doing any work with your body, but in your mind, always chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Otherwise, at the time of death, it will be very difficult to think of Krishna and chant the holy name of Krishna. Chanting the holy name from Krishna means thinking of Krishna, remembering Krishna. Ananya Cheta Satatam Yo Mam Smarati Nityashaha Tasyaham Sulabha Partha Nitya Yuktasa Yogina. Who is always remembering me without fail, regularly, constantly. I'm easy to obtain. I'm very much easily available. I'm very much easily obtainable, accessible for those who are constantly remembering me. Satatam. How to remember Krishna? By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Satatam. Remembering the holy name also means remembering Krishna. Non-different. Name and Krishna are non-different. Those things are we are going to hear a lot about. So practice should be then chant more and more, read the scriptures more and more. Once you touch 50 years, once Radhanath Maharaj was saying, up to 50 years like a green light, means, yeah, don't worry about death. Like that. When you arrive at 50, when you become 50 years old, that means it is now yellow light. Anytime it can turn into red light. YOLO means death is not far away. So we must be serious now about chanting and studying the scriptures. Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Few days back, you know, Srila Jayapataka Maharaj was giving a class here and he was mentioning that giving initiation to him, Jayapataka Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada said to him, first you have to read Bhagavad Gita at least 10 times and 3 times of Srimad Bhagavatam complete. 3 times, 10 times completely Bhagavad Gita, then I'll give you initiation. Srila Prabhupada was strict and Srila Jayapataka Maharaj was saying, I say to my disciples to read at least 3 times the whole Bhagavad Gita and read at least 1 time the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have to be very serious. Serious. Another time I heard, you know, or I read in one place, maybe in conversation with some disciples, that Srila Prabhupada wanted his disciples to chant 64 rounds every day. So the disciples say, no, it is not possible to finish 64 rounds every day. Then Srila Prabhupada said, okay, then 32 rounds. And then also disciples say, no, it is also difficult to chant 32 rounds. Then Srila Prabhupada says, okay, then 16 rounds. At least 16 good rounds everyone should chant every day. At least means after that you go on chanting or as much as chanting possible for you. Acharyas are always trying to make us fully eligible for going back to Godhead. That's why instructions are there. And now in this section, we are going to hear a lot about the potency of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the greatness, the glories, the importance. So we can increase our chanting every day. And we should also think like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to benefit others. First you benefit yourself, accept the process yourself, and then you help others. Now, next verse, 52. Paridasha kahe prabhu chintana kori ho javanero shongsharo dekhi dukkhuna bhabi ho. Paridas Thakur replied, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the yavanas in material existence. Purport. These words of Haridas Thakur are just befitting a devotee who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of the Lord. When the Lord is unhappy because of the condition of the fallen souls, the devotee consoles him saying, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. This is service. Everyone should adopt the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. This is actually service to the Lord. One who tries to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. To blaspheme such a devotee who is trying his best to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest offense. One who does so is simply awaiting punishment for his envying. Very important point here, we are understanding how to serve Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First of all, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra ourselves, and then encourage others to take up this chanting of Maha Mantra others, right? Encouraging others. Why? Means it is to give relief to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. Mahaprabhu is feeling anxiety. For what? By seeing the fallen conditions of the conditioned souls, right? Means conditioned souls or fallen souls, they do not take up the spiritual process at all, or if they take up, half-heartedly they take up, not so seriously. 100% dedication is not there. If 100% dedication is not there, 100% surrender is not there, 100% devotion is not there, then how can we be eligible for going back to home? Yes, by chanting certain rounds, I'll be relieved from past sinful reactions. But still, unless I fully dedicate myself, I'll be still coming to this material world again and again. Again, I have to take up that process until I complete my Krishna consciousness. So either in this life or some other life down the road, after 3 lives or after 10 lives, I have to take up the process again to make it complete. For example, Maharaj Bharat was the emperor of the whole world, right? He became so serious. He gave up his family life, his kingdom, everything, personal comforts, and he went to the forest for dedicating himself fully for spiritual perfection. And was also very much advanced in his bhakti. He was in the bhava stage. But then suddenly he became so much attached to the deer, and mind became completely absorbed for the, you know, in that deer. And he gave up his body by thinking of the deer, and he again entered into a life of a deer, animal. He was the emperor of the whole world. Next moment or next life, he became the deer, animal. So in animal life, he could not achieve the perfection. Facility is not there. He remembered his cause of fall down, but he could do much. Then again, he became the son of a brahmana in the next life, third life. At that life, he became very serious to complete his Krishna consciousness over here. Means achieve 100% Krishna consciousness. He became so serious, not in the life of King Bharat. See that he got all the knowledge, self-realization, when he was a king, but he did not complete it. But now in the third life, he became so serious to complete. In the third, when he was a son of a brahmana, he did not get any education. His father wanted to all the education. He did not have new education, nothing. What he had, the education in the life of King Bharat, he now applied in his heart, in his life. He became very serious, very sincere to complete his Krishna consciousness, 100%. So whether we can do it now or in some other life, we have to do it. Better to do it in this life. That's the point. Prabhupada was saying, you know, falling down means, again, millions of lifetimes or millions of years would be elapsed, you know, will be delayed. In case of Maharaj Bharat, it was third life. He got the perfection. But we never know for ourselves how many lifetimes we would require. Because Bahunam Janmanam Ante, it takes many, many lifetimes of, you know, practice. Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. So, falling down is a very serious thing. Fall down means millions of years will be delayed again, uselessly, because of our negligence, because of our laziness. So now 53. Javan shakolero mukti have anayase haram haram boli kahe nama bhashe. Translation. Because the Yavanas are accustomed to saying haram haram, O Lord Ramachandra, they will very easily be delivered by this Namabhas. Who is saying that? Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was speaking to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Lord himself. So whatever is coming from the mouth of, lotus mouth of Srila Haridas Thakur, is none other than the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words. See, the Yavanas means the generally Muslims, when they want to curse someone, when they hate something, when they feel disgusted, abominable things, then they say, haram, haram. In their heart, that word haram is not at all name of Krishna or Lord, Supreme Lord. Ram is not the name of Lord Ram, Supreme Lord, Lord Ramachandra. Instead, when they feel disgusted, something very disgusted, abominable, very unwanted, then they use the same Ram or Haram. See, a devotee of Lord Ramachandra chants this name Haram, Haram, or Hey Ram. We call this Ha as a Hey. Krishna, 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 Hey. Krishna, 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 Hey. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Pahimam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Rakshamam. So, a devotee of Lord Ramachandra, they chant the name of Lord Ram as Ha Ram, full of love for Lord Ramachandra. In the heart, the feeling is full of love for Ramachandra. They're addressing, oh, my Lord Ramachandra, oh, Lord Ramachandra, Ha Ram. But when a Yavana, Muslim, they chant, not chanting, pronounce the word haram, but in their heart, feeling is different totally. They generally, it's a curse. It's a curse that you are a pig. When someone is cursing someone, you are a pig. Exactly that word. Very abominable, because they do not touch pigs. The Muslims do not eat pig's flesh. It is forbidden in their scripture. They hate the pigs. So, with that hate, they say someone, haram, haram. You are haram, you are haram. So, same word, different feelings in the heart, still the potency of the holy name has not been lost. So contrast, example, it inspires us immediately, immediately to take up this process, chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra seriously. Because what to speak of the result of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or Lord Ram's name with love. If by neglecting or out of, you know, anger, whatever way you pronounce this name, the potency still will work. So Haridas Thakur says they will very easily be delivered by this Nama Bhasa. Now we are understanding a little bit about trying to understand about the Nama Bhasa. It is not pure name, Shuddha Nam, but it is semblance of the name. Potency is still there. The result of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is to become a lover of Krishna. The holy name gives us love of Krishna, makes us a pure lover of Krishna. Heart is filled with pure love for the Lord Krishna. That is the effect of chanting pure name. But Nama Bhasa means you become released from the sinful act when you chant or when you pronounce the holy name. But at this moment, Nama Bhasa or any offenses, jivas, Hare Krishna, against the jivas, or next moment you again commit offenses, then you are not going to get result. Right? So one should chant offenselessly. That's the point. But here we are understanding about the potency of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That person will not get the full, you know, full benefit, but some extent of benefit, Nama Bhasa. There are four types of Nama Bhasa. Sanket, Stobha, and Hela. Sanket, Stobha, Hela. What else? I have Harinam Chintamani book. Here, you know, about that Namabhas chapter is there. The whole Harinam Chintamani is nothing but conversation between Haridas Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the glories of the holy name. So, in the third chapter of Sri Harinam Chintamani, same point what we are reading now are there, same points. So, Haridas Thakur was saying that there are four kinds of Nama Bhas. One is Sanket, Sanketya, Parihas, Stobha, and Hela. Sanket means by indicating someone, you are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, like Ajamil did. Ajamil was thinking of the sun and chanting the Lord Narayan's name. By doing so, he became released from the clutches of, you know, Jamaduta. Parihas means jokingly, mockingly. If you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even then you get released from sins. And Stobha, Stobha means you want to sing the holy name, you want to fill any tune with the holy names, you are released from the sinful acts, from the results of the sinful acts. Hela, by even neglecting, chanting neglectingly, neglectfully, even by, you know, chanting neglectfully, indifferently, one gets liberation from the sinful act. But these are the not real desirable results. If we chant, if we try to chant purely, all these results are there already. And the highest result is Krishna Prem. Mukha Pathe Naam Loile Pai Premodhan. The real result is Premodhan, the wealth of love of Krishna. So Haridas Thakur is making a point when he was giving answer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please don't be worried, you know, don't be in anxiety. There's a way. The Yavanas, they say haram, haram. And Bhakta also say haram. Bhakta, by saying haram, they get the liberation. But they get love because they chant with love. But the lectures, they get released. 54, Moha Preme Bhakta Kahe Haram, Haram. Javanero Bhagya Dekho Loi Sheinam. A devotee in advanced ecstatic love exclaims, "Oh my Lord Ramachandra, oh my Lord Ramachandra." But the Yavanas also chant, "Ha Ram, Ha Ram." Just see their good fortune. Purport. If a child touches fire, the fire will burn him. And if an elderly man touches fire, it will burn him also. Haridas Thakur says that a great devotee of the Lord exclaims, "Ha Ram, Ha Ram." But although Yavanas do not know the transcendental meaning of "Ha Ram, Ha Ram," they say those words in the course of their ordinary life. For the Yavanas, the word "Ha Ram" means abominable. Whereas the devotee exclaims the words "Ha Ram" in ecstatic love. Nevertheless, because the words "Ha Ram" are the spiritual summum bonum, the fact is the same, whether they are uttered by Yavanas or by great devotees. Just as fire is the same both for the child and for an elderly man. In other words, the holy name of the Lord, "Ha Ram," always acts. Even when the holy name is chanted without reference to the Supreme Lord, Yavanas uttered the holy name in a different attitude than devotee. But the holy name, "Ha Ram," is so powerful spiritually that it acts anywhere, whether one knows it or not. This is explained as follows. See the potency of the holy name. But the point is, as a devotee, as a sadhaka, we should not be thinking, it's okay if I chant neglectfully, indifferently, without paying any attention, without focusing on the name, sound of the name, without focusing on Krishna. Just I can chant anyway, it will give me result. This mentality is also very offensive mentality. After realizing these points, we should be serious, should be very serious to attain the highest result. Nirapadhe naam loile pai premodhan. Mahaprabhu said that. If we chant inoffensively, then definitely we are going to get premodhan. Why? Because name is Krishna. We are always in touch with Krishna. Means chanting the holy name unites us with Krishna. Means you are pure. You become already pure. You are already liberated. Because you are so close to Krishna, close with Krishna, isn't it? Chanting of Hare Krishna, name is on the tongue, name is in the heart, right? So you are already very close to Krishna, liberated. You are with Krishna. You are in touch with Krishna. Already liberated. Means, you know, this is perfection. Perfection means iron rod in fire. When the soul is in touch with this, you know, holy name, that is our perfection. remain always in touch with Krishna. We should be more and more enthusiastic about chanting. By hearing this section, reading this section, I'm just feeling, you know, just leave, you know, sit down and chant. Nothing else. Just chant. Go on chanting, chanting, chanting. And Haridas Thakur is, you know, enlightening us in this section very wonderfully. Mahaprabhu asking some questions and Haridas Thakur is giving an answer. The whole section is very, very wonderful and very important for us because we are sadhakas, we are practicing devotees, and Nam Bhajan is our bhajan. Bhajan means service. Service to Nam, holy name, is greatest of all. Samam Bhonam is the be all and end all. Only process to attain the pure love of Krishna in this Kali Yuga. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nastiva, 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 Gatiranyatha. So thank you so much. Thank you very much. I know there were so much problems today. I don't know, every Monday it happens. See, the Saturday I had Zoom class this time. It was not no problem. That was not a regular class, but I gave that class, no problem. Other times also I give time to time, but Monday night, weather becomes bad or something. Definitely we are going to do something, you know, how to fix, how to have the stable internet. We have to take care of that. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. It is so nice class. Yeah, Mataji, in the beginning it was little disturbing, but later it was okay, Mataji. And it is very, very inspiring, and then especially as a kind of urgency in your lecture. Yeah, Mataji, I really yes. like how you brought the urgency in our Krishna consciousness. For me, I feel, you know, as always there is a time, and then I become lazy, try to be not serious in Krishna consciousness. I hope it would be very helpful. Your lecture is making me actually getting more urgency in Krishna consciousness, and very nice conversation with Haridas Thakur also. And Mataji, when this haram, means out of when the people, Muslim people, they say haram, means even though sometimes they actually they are not happy with the devotees who are chanting Ram, and then how we can say this kind of chanting is Nam of us. Sometimes they do out of India sounds, yes, they say haram, because whatever devotee were doing, they were doing opposite. Is it also considered when they are with angry mood and haram?
Not two things now. Okay, first thing is, yeah, as you are saying, you know, not getting, you know, many times devotees with the small children do not get much time to chant. But at least we have to try to fulfill that vow, 16 rounds, you know. Some rounds in the morning or evening, night, like that. You can divide. But other times practice, just chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without beads while you are taking care of anything, like your household chores, but chant. That is the point. Holy name should be always in the tongue. Even you take shower, chant. Even you are walking somewhere, chant. You know, without the beads, but chant the holy name. By doing so, so many names already chanted. But in the beads, you do a fixed number of chanting. An initiated devotee must complete 16 rounds a day, and who are not yet initiated but have some a fixed number of chanting, you know, like 4 or 8, whatever, do it on beads. And other times fill with the holy name while you are working, acting with your hands or anything you are doing, even if you are in the shower. Anyway, go and chant it. That is also very wonderful. Now, second point, you said Muslims do not like Lord Ram's name, that devotees are chanting. It is not the case. Case is here about the power of the potency of the holy name, Lord Rama. Muslims actually, they use the word for another purpose. It's a curse, actually. But you see, the Haridas Thakur says that the Lord's name, which the devotee utters with so much love, same name they also utter, see their good fortune. It is Muslims' good fortune that this word Rama is there. They use when they are expressing something very disgusting. They say haram. You know, that person is haram. Also in Hindi language also we use haram. Right? We learned it from the Muslims, right? Because Muslims rule our country, ruled our country. So many words are also we use in our Hindi language. If we really try to describe a bad person, we say, oh, he's just haram. Means very bad person. Haram. Abominable. But the haram is actually Lord Rain and Lord Ram's name with love when a devotee utters that name. Fortunately, good fortune, it is their good fortune that they uttered this name. That was Haridas Thakur's point. Like one person was also once saying to me, you know, we say CD-ROM. Is that the same, CD-ROM? It's a ROM or Ram. If you say Ram, then it is okay. CD-ROM. Because later, Haridas Thakur will speak a lot of things about the holy name, of utterance of the holy name. Beautiful points are coming. And at the time, you learn more. Okay? If someone says, Hari means Hari. Hari bol, no. Hari bol are, you know, Hari. You know, in English also many kids have the name, you know, Hari. So just say Hari, like that. Or like that, Siddhi Ram. Some words are there, Ram. Fortunate. When a soul is uttering something, it's fortunate.
Thank you.
Anything?
Yes, thank you so much, Mataji. Yeah, even in US, so many motel there, Ramada.
Right, Ramada. Ah. good. Yes. Ramada. Right.
Yeah, even I heard Thai. Something he was relating, yeah. In the, I think one doctor was teaching go and some kind of exercise for his patient devotee doctor, and him by teaching that exercise, he was teaching the name of Nitai, Ni and Tai or something. I don't know.
Nitai. Yes. I don't remember all things. Yeah, main point is holy name is here, everywhere. Only fortunate souls can utter the name. Only holy name is also all-pervading, all-powerful. Samam Bonam, just like Krishna, Samam Bonam.
Sampurna. All in all, beyond and all. Beyond and all. Holy name is only the fortunate soul. Oh, anything else?
Thank you so much, Mataji. It was so beautiful. Thank you. Any devotee has any question or comment?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, yes. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you Hare for the question.
Gaurangi.
Yeah, I still need some clarification about the difference in the effect of one who chants the holy name either out of love or desire to have love, and those who chant the name in those four other namabas type ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, mood, when it comes to devotional service, mood is everything, you know. So,
yes.
The mood in which you chant, I mean, it has to have some difference in the effect, isn't it?
Yes, yes. The whole chapter is all about that. In very detailed things have been given, like your point. One is, you know, namabas means what? Means the chanter doesn't have the sambandha gyan, or without sambandha gyan he is chanting. Okay, so when we chant with the sambandha gyan, that is pure chanting. Who am I? I'm the servant of Krishna, servant of the holy name. Holy name is my master. I'm serving now. I'm worshipping. Holy name is none other Krishna. Sadhya. I accept the holy name Krishna. Then there's no namavas. Highest. Okay. That gives faith. Now, lower than that is known as namabhas. But namabhas also gives so much benefits. You know, Bhairidas Thakur is saying in Harinam Chintamani that the namabhas gives dharma artha kama moksha chatur bargo data sarva shakti dhare namabhas jivatrata. Okay. Then vaikunthadi loko prapti namabhase hoy visheshatta koli juge sarva shastra koy. In namabhas, generally, people get dharma, artha, kama, moksha fully, okay? And namabhas also takes you to the Vaikuntha. In Kali Yuga, all the shastras are saying that Vaikuntha prapti is no problem. Namabhas, you go there. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, you get. But Krishna praying is different. So, four types of namabhas are there, semblance of name. Semblance of name means, you know, the sun, planet has not fully risen yet. But just the day is breaking, you know. The darkness is dissipating and the light is coming like that, you know, not fully. Sanket, Parihas, Stobha, Hela. Sanket means when you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, indicating something else. It's a real insult, isn't it? You are Gaurangi and I'm telling something. Mind, your name and you person are not, you know, coming together.
Yeah.
I feel so bad about it. Okay. Looking at you and saying someone's name. Oh, no. Okay. So I'm not focused on the person. Parihas means joking. You know, Muslims also sometimes do, you know, say that. mocking me. Oh, Hindus are like always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, many people also in the Western world also say, yeah, these are the Hare Krishna people. Hare? Oh, Hare. Maybe he is jokingly speaking or mocking a devotee saying, ah, they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Even then, they are released from the sinful act. That time they are released. Next moment they again engaged in sinful activities, again new chapter begins, right? Stova. Stova means, say, suppose a tune is so attractive for me, I want to fill that tune with the holy name. I don't have any understanding of spiritual potency. Like one movie was there in Hindi, you know, in 1975, Hare Krishna Hare Rama. It's a very bogus movie. All bad about, all about hippies and all about their nonsense things, you know. Free living, free things, you know, all nonsense. And they chant, they will, you know, do drugs. Not they will, means they used to do the drugs in the movie, the hippies, and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, right? Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, doing the worst thing. While they were doing drugs and illicit things, then they were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. And Hela. Hela means negligence. Neglectfully, being so indifferent. Inattentive chanting. Not even fully chanting. This way, that way. Hare Krishna Ram Ram, Hare Krishna Ram. I heard. You know, it is my big problem. I cannot chant with others. Then my chanting will be dropped and I'll be hearing others chanting in a group.
No. Say that again. Say that again. If you say if you cannot chant with others, then what?
I personally cannot chant in a group. But when I tried to chant in a group, what happened? My own chanting drops, right? And I, you know, others' chanting comes to the ear.
Uh-huh.
Someone has, once I followed, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram. Or all of a sudden, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Ram Ram. Hare Hare. My name is not even fully chanting, but finishing chanting nicely means feeling I'm doing very well. Means hila, means neglectfully, not fully attentively, you know, mindfully chanting with full care. No, I'm chanting Hare Krishna Ram Ram Hare. Snesh, 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 snesh,
snesh, snesh, snesh, snesh, snesh, snesh, all these types of Nama Bhakti chanting, how can they land you in Vaikuntha? How possible?
Different way. That chapter is very beautiful. It will take a lot of time, actually. A lot of, you know, what is the result of Sankit Namabhas and Parihas Namabhas, Tova Namabhas, Hela Namabhas, because Haridas Thakur is our acharyas. All sorts of things we can understand from Haridas Thakur, from Harinam Chintamani, the book Harinam
Chintamani.
Yeah. And in our case, one particular type of namabhas is namaparat. What is that? Nitya shaddho name sadhun buddhi kori namer mohima nashi apuradhe mori. Nam, we say, it is means and it is the goal. In the practicing stage, we accept as a process, a means. of attaining the goal. But if you are realizing about the glories of the holy name, Swarup of the Naam, Naam Swarup, you see, this is Krishna Swarup. Then there's no such thing like sadhan, no such thing like a means. This is sadhya, goal. Unless you come to this stage, it is Namaparath.
You said there's no such thing as, I didn't catch this.
Such thing like means.
Like what?
Means process.
Oh, means.
It is not the process. It is the goal. Krishna Naam is Krishna. You are making a gap, Advaita Jnana Tattva. I'm making a gap between name and Krishna. I'm making a gap between name, Krishna, Krishna, Leela, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's Dham, everything. I'm making a gap. I'm an offender. Simultaneously, this is Krishna. You say Krishna, Krishna is here. Golok Dham is here. Naam, Dham, and Leela, Guna. Everything is here. Or I am transported there. No gap. For Krishna, there's no impediments to be anywhere. He's everywhere, isn't it? Krishna is not bound by the space and time. Krishna's name is Samam Bhunam. Same category. Krishna is in a special category. What is that category? Krishna exists in his own category. What is that? A Purushottam category, isn't it? Same name also existing in this Purushottam category, beyond everything. Because inconceivable about the glory, glories of the names and Krishna. Just accept as Krishna. Because Mahaprabhu was saying, don't try to explain the holy name in a different way. Holy name is Brajendra Nandana. That's it, final, finish. Holy name is Brajendra Nandana. By fully realizing the holy name is Krishna, there's no gap. If I put the gap, then I'm an offender. If I put the gap between holy name and the Krishna's pastimes, I'm an offender. Krishna, holy name and Krishna's qualities, I'm an offender. There's no gap. So in the immature stage, we think it is the means to achieve Krishna, process to achieve Krishna. Then I see, this is the goal. So the devotees are only absorbed in chanting of Krishna, associating with Krishna, living in Krishna, and interacting with Krishna happily. Golokam descends in the heart. The full Krishna descends in the heart with the name paraphernalia, Radha, everything in the heart. It's transcendental experience. And Haridas was saying that. I'm requesting everyone at least one time everyone should read the Harinam Chintamani book in our whole life. At least once we must read. At least once. What Haridas Thakur spoke to Mahaprabhu, the conversation between Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, fully given in that Harinam Chintamani. The section we are reading now, it is there. Everything is there. The whole chapter is known as, Haridas Thakur's glories are all there in Harinam Chintamani. Okay. Third chapter. You may find in the internet. Yeah, tell me.
These four types of Nam Abbas, okay, if they even get you to Vaikuntha or wherever, it must take like an extremely long time, isn't it? It must be
actually, we
like
can,
cooking.
We cannot speculate.
With hope.
Now, to get the love, we should not speculate because Nam's glory is at infinite. How can I measure? If I'm hearing that Nama Bhas takes me to Vaikuntha, what's the surprising factor? Nothing. Nama Kripa, Nama Bhas is so great, even we cannot measure. Our goal is to achieve Nam Prem or Krishna Prem. That we have to earn.
So when we hear that, certain type of chanting is like cooking with smoke instead of fire, isn't that a measure? Isn't that measuring? What is meant by that then?
Measuring means giving an indication that you cannot get the success. What is your goal? You know, again and again we discuss about it, right? In our spiritual life also we should have a goal. What is my goal? I should set my goal. You should set your goal. If I think, okay, anyway, and you are right in that sense that it will be very slow process and delay. Yes, that's a fact. Immediately you may not go. You may go to the Vaikuntha maybe later. You know, when Nam Prabhu will be happy with you, he will take, right? Like Ajamil was chanting Lord Narayan's name, thinking of his son. So immediately Vishnudut came to take him to the Vaikuntha, isn't it? The Sankirtya Namabhas, that was the Sankirtya Namabhas. Immediately Vishnudutas came there. Yamadutas were sent by Yamaraj to take the extract the soul to the Yamaloka. Immediately with a big sound, Mahabhai, Mahabhai, the Vishnudutas came, appeared. And Yamadutas became very much, you know, startled. Whoa, where from they appeared? Huh? And they said, okay, leave him alone. Sir, he's a simple person. Our master, Yamaraj, you know, sent us to take him to Yamaloka for punishment. Vishnudutas goes, no, he's a pure person. He's a pure Vaishnava. Leave him alone. Otherwise, we will kill you. Then they got scared and ran away. So we never know how Nam Prabhu bestows his mercy upon the souls. These are very, these are very out of reach subjects for us. Means it is above our, above our understanding. Because it's all transcendental. Potency is the transcendental. You are right. You said that we should cook with a blazing fire, not with the smoke. Means I don't care how many lifetimes it takes. Let me enjoy this lifetime, So I'm cooking with smoke. I know the goal is to achieve Krishna Prem, but I'm not that interested. According to my goal, I get the result. I have to earn that qualification to become fully eligible for Krishna Prema. Mahaprabhu has appeared to give us Krishna Prema, but unless we are engaged in the chanting of the holy name, offenselessly, we are not going to get it. But through chanting, we will get it. The process is this. Through offenseless chanting, we get it. Mahaprabhu said, Nirapradhi nam loile paye premodhan. Nirapradh, offenselessly. Offenselessly means heart should be completely offenseless. There should not be trace of envy, trace of any bad things. Any material desire means the hardest thing is envy. No envy at all. My goal is to get the Krishna Prema, to be transferred to the spiritual world in the service of the Lord eternally. So I should not settle for less in any way. This is my determination, like that. We must have our own determination, own goal to set. It is my freedom. Or whatever your state of consciousness, you get your results. Yes. In a way, you are right. It is very delayed process. Means we fall down. Falling down from the process means it takes millions of lifetimes again to be able to pick up the process and make it complete. Okay.
Well, to be continued.
to be continued. All right.
Yeah. Okay, but thank you, Mother Svetchi. Thank you so much.
For your deep listen and question answer. Thank you, Mataji. We hear your class attentively, Mataji. Every time you are working hard to give a Krishna consciousness, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and take us in different world. We don't have any qualification, but Mataji, how nicely you explain all the question answer. Gaurangi Mataji, Gaurangi Mataji asks, and Anjana Gopi asks, and how nicely you narrating the class, Mataji. Only 10, only like 2-3 minutes only disturbance. We hear your class attentively, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Koti koti dhanvat pranam, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Binda Gopika. Koti koti pranam. Your words are so incredible. Don't have any qualification. Very beyond the person. But all of you are aging me. Yes, Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All right. Is there any more?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for the beautiful class, Mataji. Very nice class. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, thank you, Mataji. And the last comment, Mataji, when you were telling, when we miss this opportunity, we may have to go so, we may have to fall. Means wait for the same opportunity for long time. When I heard this statement, Mataji, my body get, I felt so scared, Mataji. I know it's not easy to go back to Godhead, but it's the same time, there is a very chance to miss this opportunity, Mataji.
Actually, you are very honest. Actually, Krishna, always remember also, Krishna is very kind. He is not making our lives very hard, actually. He is constantly giving us the opportunity. Just think deeply in your life or everyone's life or my life. We see that Krishna is actually giving us so many opportunities. But I have to accept it and give up the laziness. Most of the time we waste as being lazy. So don't lose hope. Krishna is always kind and gives us the opportunity. Still, you know, when I read that, you know, story of Maharaj Bharat, he was purposely neglecting the spiritual practice. That's why he was punished. He was King Bharat. He was nicely engaged in the devotional service of Krishna. But his fate changed when he saw the baby deer in a very helpless condition. Fine. He showed his compassion. He took care of the deer and he raised the deer, then let the deer go in the woods. He should have let it go. But instead, he kept on taking care of the deer, nurturing like the sun. And his mind became completely absorbed in the deer. And he started neglecting his daily worship, daily chanting. And then gradually he tore his start these bridges. What we need to share mind, it's a little bit dissolved. Next time I'll be serious. Okay, from tomorrow I'll be serious. Let me pass this today by just relaxing. Let me relax this today. You know, relax this time today. Tomorrow I'll be more serious. Then other things will come. You know, mind will make us believe, oh, it's okay, everything is okay, everything is okay. To become neglectful or lazy, it's fine, fine, fine. That happened to Maharaj Bharat. He was knowingly, purposely neglecting his spiritual duties and let the mind be absorbed in the, you know, deer. That's why he was punished. So this is the great lesson. Look for the opportunity. We must look for the opportunity. Look for the chance. If I get chance, now this is the time I can chant. Do it chanting. Do chanting. 16 rounds finish the, you know, in a section. Some rounds today, some in the morning, in the evening, or in between. And after 16 finish, or when you are busy with working, just on your phone, go on chanting, singing some favorite tune you can sing. So we have to prove ourselves that I'm serious, O Krishna, I'm serious. That's the point. Don't lose hope. If we really are serious, Krishna will give us opportunity more and more, more and more. And you will find also the opportunity more and more. Krishna is very kind. Okay, okay, Anjana Gopika.
You are also very sweet, Mataji. Thank you.
For what?
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
I'm bad. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for the very, very nice class. Sorry, I joined in very late. So I missed half the class, but the remaining half I heard. Thank you. It was very nice, Mataji. Mataji, which verse did you speak today, Mataji?
Okay. Which verse I ended today?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Govinda. Yeah. Yeah. I have done up to 54.
Okay, Mataji, thank you so much for your time, your association, and the very, very wonderful class that you gave. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Priti Vilasini.
Hare Krishna.
Did I say? Yeah, 54, not 55. No, I didn't touch the 55. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Anjana Gopika?
Yes, Mataji. Now we can end the call. Being our devotees and Hare Krishna Savitri Mataji. Vamsa Kalpata.
To all the Vaishnavas. Yeah, Vamsa. Kalpatarubhyasya Kripadhyavai Rajapatitanam Pavanipa Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo
Anantakoti
Vaishnavindaki Jai Samavita Bhaktavindaki Jai.